Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Celtic Cross Radio in my prayer closet. I'm the very Reverend Dr. Cardinal Andrew Patrick. Today we are going to be doing the Protestant Rosary. So if you'd like to follow along with us, you can go to our website. You have a few moments to bring that up. That is www.CelticCrossMinistry.com. In the upper tabs, scroll from left to right, and you'll find prayers. In the drop-down menu, from that point, you'll find the Pray the Protestant Rosary. So, with that said, I only have one prayer intention for this evening, and that prayer intention is a personal one. That is for me. Tomorrow morning, I'll be getting up at around 4:30 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time, to begin my day. I'll be going to University Hospital for a procedure called the cerebral angiogram. Basically, they're going to take a camera and slide it up my artery from my leg up into the middle of my brain so that they can have a better look at the blood flow and the vessels and the things going on with the aneurysm. So from this, the pictures that they get, the video that they get, will also be bypassing a second aneurysm, which is in my sacroiliac artery. So I ask that you pray that they get good pictures of both aneurysms, and we can figure out how to treat and or attack to treat so that they do not burst. For those that are not familiar with aneurysms, especially in the brain, basically it's called a walking time bomb. Mine is somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 to 7 centimeters, we're estimating. Could be more, could be less. We'll know tomorrow morning. The procedure will only last about an hour, maybe an hour and a half, and at that point, I'll go into recovery for about 4 to 6 hours before they'll send me home. So with that said, I just want you to know that there may or may not be a Catholic Gilardian rosary recital. Depends on what time I get back and how I'm feeling. The idea of a camera up in my brain just does not sound too comforting and pleasing. So, and by that time, I'm sure most of the medication that they give me will have worn off. So I need your prayers that my physicians will garner the images that they need to be able to do a successful clamping or insertion of I think it's a plutonium or platinum, excuse me, titanium, something like that, clamp or coils from growing. So with that said, like I said, we had no other prayer requests coming in. I do ask for your sincere prayers and devotion for this time this evening to this matter, as well as tomorrow morning, as they are going to be cutting open into one of my arteries to insert this camera. So with that said, I'd like us to go right on into our prayer, and I hope that you've had time to retrieve it from our website. Remember that on your parts, it's where the letter A is, or in bold letters, and where the C is in bold letters. And those are the parts that you repeat when I do the other parts. However, for the radio and for our video purposes, and because no one is here with me this evening, except for you, I will do them all for us and with you. So with that, let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us start off with our Lord's Prayer, and then we'll go into the Apostles' Creed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. Let us begin. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Universal Church, the communion of saints, and the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life of the world to come. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God. The Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. In the name of the Father, who is the Father of light and the giver of good gifts. Amen. In the name of the Son, who is our Redeemer and the source of our salvation. Amen. In the name of the Holy Spirit, who is our Comforter and Guide. Amen. The Kyrie. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions and wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you and you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you, may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, your desire truth in the inward parts, and in the inward part of you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all of my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness. The God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth, for you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Amen. The first decade, the incarnation. When God saw that we were trivial, heaven opened graciously over our head. We beheld Christ, the Spirit of truth. May he draw us in beneath the strength of his crown. Strengthen our hope, enliven our joy. Keep us valiant, faithful, and near as the light of our lanterns, as the light of our lanterns. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. For of his fullness received, and grace from grace. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The prophet Isaiah proclaimed, Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated, God with us. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The angel Gabriel announced to the virgin, Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. At his birth, the angel of the Lord proclaimed, Do not be afraid, and for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The prophet John proclaimed, Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. I saw the Spirit descending upon from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. This is he who baptizes in the Holy Spirit. This is the Son of God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The Apostle Paul proclaimed, It pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, whether things on earth or things in heaven. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. On the Mount of Transfiguration, the Lord God said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The Lord himself proclaimed, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. The second decade. We set the keeping of Christ about us. We beseech the guarding of God with us, to possess us and protect us. May the gospel of Christ, King of salvation, be as a mantle to our bodies. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by the very word that proceeds from the mouth of God. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Whoever is angry with his brother without cause will be in danger of the judgment. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than these comes from evil. To his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn your other to him also. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Love your enemies, bless those who curse you, and do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what measure you judge, you will be judged. And with that same measure you use, it will be measured back to you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Do not worry about your life, what you shall eat, or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Love one another as I have loved you. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and wine and said, "Take and eat, take and drink. For this is my blood, my body. Do this in remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. The third decade, the Passion. May the cross of Christ be between us and all ill will, encompassing us in his might and shielding us from every harm, from every spectre, and from every evil. Amen. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. I am the living bread, which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I give is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. And they clothed him with purple, and they twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they struck him with a reed and spat on him. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Now it was the third hour, and they crucified him, and those who passed by blasphemed him. From the cross he spoke words of comfort and forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And as John and Mary, his mother, stood at the foot of the cross, he said to his disciple, Behold, your mother. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. At the sixth hour, the sun was darkened, and he spoke, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. It is finished. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Then Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus took the body of Jesus and bound it in strips of linen with spices, and he was laid in a new tomb in a garden near the place where he was crucified. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. As the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. But the tomb was empty. And an angel of the Lord said, Do not be afraid. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, Peace to you. Let not your hearts be troubled. It was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. For the sake of the sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And two angels said to them, Why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus will come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. I adore thee, O Christ, and I bless thee, because, Holy Cross, thou hast redeemed the world. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, this ends our Protestant Rosary Vigil for this evening. With the last couple of moments and minutes here for the program, I just want to remind everybody that if you have a prayer request or you have a birthday wish you'd like to send out, you may email us at our email address, which is info@CelticCrossMinistry.com. And in the subject line, reference this program, My Prayer Closet. And in the body of the message, put in your prayer request and or your birthday wish, the name of the person, the date of their birth, and at the end, make sure that you sign it and address it so that we can verify that it is a legitimate, and I say that, unfortunately, we've had some that have tried to deceive us and make us look foolish, but we do not comply with those and will not ever send out those type of requests. So, please sign it with your real name, email address, and telephone number, and even address what city, state, or country you are from, so that we can have others around the world pray with you and for you. It would be our pleasure. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, again, tomorrow night I am not sure if there will be a DeLardian Catholic Rosary Vigil, but I will be back on the air as quickly as possible. And if I'm up to it and able to, then I will be happy to broadcast that prayer vigil tomorrow night. It's the same prayer, but instead of the congregational parts, it's said with the Hail Mary. And you're more than welcome, even though you may not be Catholic, to join us for that recital. So with that said, on Thursday, we have the standard rosary with the mysteries of faith, and that's the Catholic rosary. Five decades, and you're more than welcome to join us there. On Friday will be the mustard seed. All of this, the next couple of days, will be depending on how I'm feeling. The mustard seed will be announced as far as the chapter that we'll, and book we'll be reading from, and be sure to join us for that because there's a great discernment and meditation on the back end of it, of that reading. On Saturday, don't forget, the Christian Warrior Network appears right here in Studio A of the Celtic Cross Radio Ministry Network. And in that, they're starting a whole new section for the month of September. So again, I lift you up in prayer. I thank you so very much for your support and for tuning in and listening. Tell your friends about us and have them join us. We would love to have more people that we can reach and insert a desire to pray sincerely to our Lord and with reverence and love. This is the Right Reverend Dr. Cardinal Andrew Patrick with My Prayer Closet. God bless, and we'll talk to you next week. See you then.